K-State Nation, another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, continues. Eddie Greer back in Kansas City, Missouri on this Saturday afternoon. Why does it have to be overcast every time I run a marathon? That's what I was saying. It's too cold. It's too cold to run a marathon. Just got done, well, a couple hours ago. Well, let me see. Well, early this morning, so it's been a while, actually. We'll talk about all that next week on both podcasts there. And yeah, I think I just ran my own one and only marathon this year. I was supposed to run no marathon this year. I will take a timeout. And now I will take a timeout. Timeout for the rest of the year doing that. But I'm looking forward to already June. Already. August. Yep. Looking forward to that. And a possible half marathon spot in the fall. That's what it's looking like right now on the running side of the ball. Meanwhile, defensive side of the ball, Jacob Parrish gets drafted last night, and yes, I'm sitting here recording this now because DJ Giddens just got drafted an hour ago by the Indianapolis Colts. We'll talk about more about that. That'll be on for tomorrow's episode. But last night, early this morning, found out Jacob Parrish, K-State cornerback, we should say former K-State cornerback now, the latest Wildcat, or he's not the latest now, that belongs to DJ Giddens, third round in the 2025 NFL draft, and of course, right, he has to go to the NFC rivals team. That team is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but I'm happy, thrilled for Jacob Parrish. This guy has improved from year to year, right? We've seen it. He was a big factor in the Big 12 championship team a couple years ago, right? And he just steadily improving. This is well-deserved. And Chris Klieman, head coach of this K-State football team, has done it again. Another draftee in an NFL draft yet again. 84th overall by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. K-State has now had five players. this does stand because DJ Giddens just got drafted an hour ago. K-State has now five players selected in the top three rounds over the last 3 years. It's the most in a three-year stretch going back to 2001 and 2003, 2001, 2003 there as well. And, of course, why not, right? All this is connecting today, right? Jacob Parrish is from Olathe, Kansas. EG3 just got done with probably his only marathon this year in Olathe, Kansas. Parrish is the ninth Wildcat all-time to be selected by Tampa Bay. And I believe, I was just going to say that. Yep, Josh Hayes was recently taken in the 2023 draft. He was in the sixth round when Hayes goes. So he's going to be reuniting with Josh Hayes. That's going to be awesome there on that. Jacob Parrish, a two-time All-Big 12 performer who tallied 108 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, 5 interceptions, and 24 total passes defended over his 38 career games in Manhattan, Kansas. He started 24 of those games. Again, let's reiterate, from Olathe, Kansas. Had his best year in his sophomore season in 2023. That was the Big 12 season there. Championship season there. 4 interceptions, 13 passes defended. Tied for 4th and 6th in the Big 12 in the conference. His 4 interceptions that season also tied for 19th in the nation, which included a 2-interception game at Texas. He had a career-high 50 tackles last year as a junior, including a career-high when he put down 8 tackles against Arizona there as well. So a little bit of a quick update here on a Saturday. Again, I'm going to wait on the baseball front for game 2, which will be starting in less than an hour, about 40 minutes from now. So we'll wait on that as well as we get you kind of caught up since I've been busy really up until this point of the day-to-day early morning marathon. That's out of the way. And now we can focus on the fun stuff now. We finally blessed. Very thankful to finish another marathon, and that's only the 11th one. And that's probably going to be the only marathon I train for this year. Sorry, that. So I am convinced kind of events. And obviously, you know, the one of the world majors, London, is supposed to be going down tomorrow early in the morning. These world majors are hard to qualify. And look, other than Chicago, which was, look, oh yeah, oh by the way, I'm overstating it, underselling this. Yours truly, for the second year in a row, well, last year, I won the gauge group, my age group, Charlie 4 Mile, and that is super competitive. And at that moment in time, of course, I moved into the Masters division this year. And obviously, whether it's the 20s, 30s, whatnot, these things are hard. You just don't know who's going to show up. So I'm thinking, yeah, with the amount of competition, this guy ain't going to win nothing. I ain't going to win nothing. Sure enough, wins the age group award. Winner of the age group. For the second year in a row, in a different race, somehow, I don't know how I did it. I don't know how I did it, but this kind of trumps the card over everything. Everything really. Age group winner. Again, more on the on both of these podcasts next week. I don't want to go into any of this right now. This is Jacob Parrish time. Andy Dickens time. Age group winner of the 2025 Garmin Olathe Marathon. Was behind the overall Masters winner by a couple of spots. Yeah, because... so, again, more on that. I don't want to salt wound or anything. Like, I don't want to beat myself or anything about that. I'm not going to do it. I would not change this whole build for anything. This, going through the entire build, I found out more about myself. And, hey, maybe one of these times when it's not overcast in a marathon, maybe we can do something. Maybe we can do better or do something, figure out something. Everybody's different. And so I'm not going to be sad or anything like that. Winning something, that's huge. And that's apparently what EG3 knows how to do. Win. And that's the second win in the last 4 weeks. So talk about some momentum. Woo! Hey, let's go, babe. I'm still back and forth on whether I'm even going to do Bill Stunner or not. At least a half, anyways. If I do that, it's going to probably be fun. It'll probably be fun because we want this Casey Metro Mile. We want this one. So that's kind of the focus now moving forward. Now that finally we got through this marathon build, no more marathons this year. We ain't doing no more marathons until we get a certain goal and have a marathon. But hey, so all in all, cold, windy, late April. You don't know what you again. Midwest, we should already expect that you're not gonna get what you think you're gonna get. But hey, I mean, finishing is the most important part. And also shout out to a couple first timers. Again, I'll mention this next week on both podcasts. Justin, Bobby, getting it done. They completed their first marathon this morning as well. So I'm going to shout them out. Even though they're not going to listen to this. They're not K-State fans. Anyways, but I will shout them out on the other podcast, the EG3 podcast, next week for sure on that one. So, but anyways, shout out to Jacob Parrish getting drafted by the Atlanta Falcons rival, Tampa Bay Buccaneers again, but happy for the individual, Jacob Parrish. And he was in talks, at least on the Atlanta Falcons podcast that I listened to. Jacob Parrish, the host of that podcast, wanted Jacob Parrish on there. Well, I figured he was going to go there. if anything else there as well. But selected last night as I was getting ready to tackle the Olathe course, in the third round, the 84th overall pick, going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and rejoining secondary mate Josh Hayes, already over there. He's getting ready for another season over there as well. So, but yeah, that is the news here. I'll get this up immediately. And of course, if time presents itself later on today, maybe I'll hop on and record game one. But I'm just going to wait until we'll stay on schedule and wait until game two is done. And obviously, while I'm sitting here, I'll just go ahead and say it now. K-State knocked off Houston last night in game one, 5-2 there in Manhattan. They look to take the series this afternoon. And I don't know what the conditions are here, but over there, but woo, it feels like it's, I still feel like it's like January or something. with the weather played out today. Today, you just can't control that. I said it. Even I said it on that podcast. Oh, by the way, I'm talking about the EG3 podcast. They're under the 3-wide podcast with EG3. We'll have new episodes this upcoming week, as this will be recovery week. So you're probably not going to be seeing me out there running. I told myself, hey, just give yourself a full week of rest. And then, hey, it's go time. It's let's go for the KC Metro Mile, baby. Let's go. One of the funnest nights of the year, by far, in my opinion, there as well. So we'll take a time out. Here on the show, well, actually, we're going to finish this up right now. I'm gonna call him back here in a minute. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it where every podcast is found, free and available daily. Remember, just to record Kansas State content. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And I'll see if it messed up anything. There, it did not. Okay, so K-State sports, Pro Project Podcast, sorry about that. Again, I'm going to have to call him back here right after we get done with this. Pro Project Podcast, Spotify, iTunes. You know what the deal is. Every time we post content daily, make sure you hit that alarm bell. Y'all be first to know about it. And this will be up. I'm going to try to get this up immediately before I take care of the rest of this Saturday. And Podbean app, listen to the latest episodes of myself and Alex Aiden. We'll definitely record another episode on Monday night. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, and of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pearl Project podcast. Jacob Parrish, folks, going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, getting drafted in the third round last night, 84th pick, going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Congratulations to Jacob Parrish. This has been another episode. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer, of the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports.